The TCS New York City Marathon, annual ritual here in New York, will be run on Sunday, which will mean some voters will still be sore by Tuesday, first-time marathoners especially. Will Reeve, ESPN sports reporter and son of the late Superman actor Christopher Reeve, who was paralyzed in 1995, is one of those first-timers. In a group of 50 people dubbed Team Reeve to raise thousands of dollars for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. The foundation is dedicated to funding research and support for those living with paralysis.
I've always been a huge supporter of Team Reeve, and I'm a board member on the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, and I am an ambassador for the foundation, so I work closely with everyone in the spinal cord injury community. And I'd always said, maybe next year, because I'm not a runner. It just wasn't something I foresaw myself doing. And then finally, not only did I run out of excuses, but I also realized that there's no place for excuses around the Reeve Foundation, because the work we're trying to do is too important. And the people who we're doing the work for, they don't make excuses ever. And they would do anything to even be able to step up to the starting line of a marathon. So I said, you know what, let's just do it. And before I could second guess myself, I signed up and then went for a run, and I was off.
Is this for the cure? Is this for a lot of different things that the foundation does?
Well, the Reeve Foundation's mission is twofold. We are committed to both enhancing the quality of life of those affected by paralysis, not just the injured, but their loved ones and their extended networks. We're able to live as fulfilling and as enriched a life as possible. So that's one mission of the Reeve Foundation. And the other is what my dad was more focused on, which was the pursuit of a cure. So we continue to be very aggressive in our funding of research of all kinds.
You know, your dad went into his injury, as a lot of us do, hoping for a miracle, hoping for something to change, and determined, as he was very, very determined to, you know, to walk again. But, you know, sadly, after his death, doctors, you know, came to the conclusion that among the greatest contributions that he made was to make doctors forever after understand the value of maintaining circulation in lower extremities, as he always did, anticipating that someday he might run a marathon. And that is, even if nothing changes, that is an extraordinary legacy to the standard of care for people with spinal cord injuries. And it's clear that he's already extended the lives of millions of people. Are you aware of that?
I must say I am aware of that, because I lived that with my dad. The relentless determination he had to be as prepared as possible to be patient zero for a cure. Whatever treatment, whatever procedure could be done, he wanted to be on the bleeding edge of. He was there for all of it. He was constantly pushing, striving, putting pressure on scientists and doctors and advocacy groups to keep pushing for a cure. And that was what the public saw. But I also saw every day he would get out of bed and spend his entire day rehabbing, exercising. We'd have nurses and aides at the house moving his limbs with their hands, just. He had all these machines. We had an entire room of our house filled with machines that were specific to helping people with spinal cord injuries try to regain movement one day. And to me, the legacy I see is sweat rolling down his forehead and him getting to work, because he knew that that was the only way he was going to be able to walk again. And it was something that has stayed with me since, in terms of work ethic and pursuit of my goals.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. I'm going to need it.
Will Reeve, sports reporter for ESPN, son of actor Christopher Reeve, running the New York City Marathon, the TCS New York City Marathon.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.